This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Ringgit and Cents on BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, good morning. I'm Roshan Kanesan and you're listening to Ringgit and Cents, the show that's all about personal finance. Now, today on the show, we're going to be exploring the world of investing. It's no secret that the market has been rocky in recent times, and that can make investing for us quite anxiety-riddling. However, a way to combat that anxiety seems to be through the utilization of robo-advisors. The claim is that robo-advisors use AI and algorithms to create personalized portfolios without incurring the traditional cost that comes with actively managed funds. Now, therein lies a key element to all of this. Now, to help me explore this, I'm speaking to Freddie Lim, co-founder and chief investment officer of Stashaway. Stashaway is Malaysia's first robo-advisor approved by the Securities Commission and entered the market in November last year. Welcome to the show, Freddie.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
No problem. Freddie, could you break down robo-advisory for us and let us know why we should be looking at it?
Well, I think in general, firstly, the robo industry exemplifies certain core philosophies that is really important for long-term success for average retail investors. Don't borrow to invest. Set your life goals. Each goal represents a portfolio with a specific timeline and risk level. And of course, the fees. The power of compounding works against you when fees are high and it grows negatively over time. So keep fees low, keep things transparent. Where Stashaway really focus beyond that is the sophistication in the investment algorithm. We create global, diversified, very customizable portfolios, but the portfolios are not permanently unchanged, as in most of the passive funds out there. Stashaway looks at the economic environment. When inflation, for example, goes up a little more, we buy you a bit more protection. When the growth is slowing, we buy you a bit of a protection on that. It doesn't cost you anything to change the mix of the assets in the portfolio on our platform.
Right. So there is an initial fee to buy in. That's an annual fee, I think.
Yes, the annual fee is all you need to care. It covers the rebalancing of the portfolio. It covers a change in strategy. At Stashaway, we call that re-optimizing the portfolio. It's part of the service. It's free. It covers the custodian fees. It covers all the costs associated with managing the entire portfolio, down to the dividend payments, the dividend withholding taxes. So everything is inclusive into that fee.
That's a key difference, right? Because the biggest problem for, let's say, an individual investor is that the fees, the transaction fees, when you buy and sell on your own, can eat into your returns in the long run.
Absolutely.
Right. So now, before, you were talking a bit about, in terms of the reallocation of the funds, protection. So if inflation is higher, there is a certain protection you buy. And if the markets are down, there's a certain other protection you buy. Could you elaborate a little bit more there so that we get comfortable with what that means?
Yes. It's very emotional at times in the markets. But first of all, you got to know, when the market falls, is it accompanied by a slowdown in the economy? If it's not, it means it's an opportunity. And typically we call that corrections among professionals. A corrections is a sudden, rapid, emotional, intense fall in the markets of 10 to 20%. And it normally flips and flops and it goes back and recovers fairly quickly. You're not supposed to react to that. But how could you? It's emotional, intense, rapid, isn't it? The only way you can succeed in navigating random corrections in the market is when you have the right behavior. Set your risk profile compatible with your tolerances, your background, your savings habits. Don't borrow money to invest. Do dollar cost averaging. Dollar cost averaging is essentially saying you have a plan. You contribute on a, say, for example, a monthly basis. You craft a plan to invest for years. When the market falls, your monthly contribution buys you more units. When the markets are really high, you actually get less. So you should be very happy when the markets are temporarily not doing well, but the economy is still fine.
Right. Okay. So that's a big thing, right? Differentiating between how the economy is doing and how markets are doing. While they correlate, sometimes they're not always the same thing. Now, in your asset allocation, is it mostly equities? What are we seeing in that allocation that allows us to feel
bit safer or at least mitigate the risk when we deal with such volatile times?
Excellent question. First of all, never just think about one thing, which is the stock markets. You need a multi-asset, multi-geography, highly diversified global portfolio. So at StashAway, the way we look at it is you have equities internationally. They are highly correlated, but you can get differentiation when you go into specific sectors in the equities markets. For example, utilities company can do well in a recession. We still need to consume electricity at home and we use water, right? Yeah. And healthcare and all. There's also tech stocks. So you can get differentiation by looking at sectors. And then you move out of equities. You look at stuff like bonds of different credit quality. You can look at also gold. Gold is a very good insurance on the portfolio level. You can have natural resources. You can invest in REITs, real estate investment trusts. The goal is to create 6-7 sources of pockets of returns. They're all less correlated. And diversification is the only real free lunch in finance for the average investor.
Right. So now, when it comes to the bonds, bonds are typically very difficult for the average investor to buy. Yes. You know, they come in, an issuance of one bond is $250,000. That's not something anyone who wants to have a diversified balanced portfolio can just go out and buy. What type of fixed income assets does StashAway look into?
Well, I think the key thing is the ETF revolution, the exchange traded funds, the technology allow fund managers now to access a lot of different types of fixed income securities at a fraction of the minimum balance required. So now we've even, with StashAway, it goes even further because we deal with fractional shares, 0.0001 units of anything. So what it means is even with, we have no minimum balance and you can access U.S. government bonds, you can access high-quality corporate bonds, investment-grade, emerging market currency bonds, even high yield at a fraction of a click. So we can virtually access any bonds now through ETFs and on StashAway platform. We make it even more fractionized. There's no minimum balance, no minimum hurdles to accessing these markets on our platform.
So the goal being reducing the hurdle to enter in the investing world.
Yes.
And we've seen these hurdles to enter the investment world detract younger people from entering the market and investing.
I mean, I would like to say that the power of compounding is the eighth wonder of the world. It came from Albert Einstein, the physicist. He who understands it earns it. He who does not pays it. Fees works opposite way in compounding. So you need to start early. Young people, you are very lucky in today's tech-powered landscape. You can do so. Set your life goals early. Your goals may change. Maybe you want to get married. Maybe you don't want to get married anymore. But anyway, you start saving and investing towards those goals today. You can change your goals later, but you start early.
All right. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to get into a little bit more about ETFs and the StashAway platform. I'm speaking to Freddie Lim, co-founder and chief investment officer of StashAway. This is Ringgit and Sense. Stay tuned.
Ringgit and Sense on BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, thanks for staying with us here on Ringgit and Sense, the show that's all about personal finance. Still with me in the studio is Freddie Lim, co-founder and chief investment officer of StashAway. Now, Freddie, when we left off, we were talking about ETFs and the role they play in your platform. Now, the common criticism that we hear when it comes to ETFs is that it's dilution of performance, that you are hiding, you're using safety in numbers, that you get high performers, but you're also buying some of the losers. Now, what is your position when it comes to this criticism?
I'll be blunt. I think that's absolutely harsh. And think about the S&P 500 index. An ETF that tracks the S&P 500 is tracking the 500 best companies in the US. And let me ask yourself, when's the last, how long a company now is able to stay in the S&P 500 index? It used to be 30 years, and these days it's a lot shorter because of disruptions. So whoever's left in the index, the ETF's tracking it. So we are actually not tracking the mediocre, we are tracking the survival of the fittest 500 companies in the US in this case. So that is in no way buying losers and winners. You're actually diversifying across all the major sectors in the US stock markets with this particular example, and you're tracking whoever survives disruptions and stay in the index.
Right. So that's the key thing here, right? It's not an ETF that encompasses all stocks in the market. It is the top performing one. So example you provided was S&P 500. Now, are there different variations when it comes to the ETFs? Do you have higher performing ETFs? Are there ones that are more well diversified? Are all ETFs created the same?
No. Not all ETFs are made the same. Stashaway do have strict criteria. In general, we do not want complicated ETFs. Stay away from the inverse and the leverage. So the leverage means that if gold price goes up by one, it gives you 10x. Those are highly levered, highly dangerous play. We prefer on our platform ETFs that track one for one, the underlying index. The underlying asset class is where Stashaway makes a lot of selection. I want to track gold. I want to track the US stock markets. I want to track Europe. I want to track natural resources. I want to track the bond markets. I mean, I just want them to do the tracking well and leave the asset allocation to Stashaway.
Now, Freddie, when it comes to asset classes, there are way more asset classes than just equities. What else does Stashaway have access to?
We, at the moment, look at 19 asset classes globally, and we will constantly expand that offering. Now, when it comes to asset classes, it's not just about equities, like you said. First of all, there's equities in different regions. And then you actually get more differentiation when you look into sectors. For example, in tough times, consumer staples companies that produces food and beverages, they do relatively well compared to tech companies, or healthcare utilities company, they do shine in tough times. So not all equities are made equal as well. And Stashaway try to source this diversification by looking at different sectors. And then you can also move beyond equity markets and start looking at interesting asset classes, like a hybrid asset class, like convertibles. Convertible bonds are bonds, 86 companies paying you at the moment good dividends. But if the stock market rolls on higher, you can convert them into stocks and join in the rally. So there are very interesting asset classes also, like gold, commodities, bonds. There's a lot you can do to balance the portfolio so you don't sweat when the stock market comes down.
Do you hold any cash in the portfolio as well?
At Stashaway, we do hold about 1% of the total assets in cash. It is for efficiency reason, because that would more than cover the fees through the year, or also there's any cash needs from the users to withdraw. We try to refrain from trading the ETFs to get a cash. It's more efficient to have a cash buffer. But otherwise, 99% of the funds are fully deployed at all times.
Right. So the cash is simply just a liquidity buffer in case. So does the fees get taken out of that?
Yes.
The annual fee?
Yes. Now, just to clarify, our fees is 0.2% to 0.8% depending on your asset size. For small balances, obviously, it's 0.8. But this 0.8 is unlike the way it's charged in the industry. We charge it on a pro rata basis. So meaning your fund manager today would take the much higher fee right away up front. We do not do that. We do it on a month-to-month basis. So after the month you spend on Stashaway, you paid 1/12 of that 0.8%.
Right.
So your money works harder, faster for you.
Yeah. So this annual fee is broken up monthly?
Yes.
Okay. And now, one of the things that the robo-advisor helps with is to change the allocation of the funds actively as the year goes by with new economic data and all of that. Is there an argument to be made for static portfolios? Now, just buy, like for a retail investor like myself, if I just buy one ETF and I leave it, why should I, for argument's sake, give that 0.2 to 0.8% to stash away?
Well, first of all, I think this is the two-part question, but I would first focus that if you do it yourself, that component. Doing it yourself, there's a lot of fees actually hidden in your brokerage accounts. Even just a currency conversion fee on your profit and losses, there's a lot of back-end rate that is not known. In my experience, I can't be too explicit, but I can say that in my own personal brokerage accounts, to my horror, I've realized there's a 1% charge, and I'm in Singapore, which is cheaper, 1% charge on FX, on just converting my profit and losses back to Sing dollars, right? So there's a lot of fees. Actually, my personal experience as well, there's a minimum trading size as well. If you want to have a portfolio with 10 asset classes, you need to buy at least 50 units on each one. That, how can you really precisely rebalance your portfolio? S&P 500 trades at around, say, $300 a share. You need to buy 50 units. That's $15,000 per trade. That lack of flexibility is what we are addressing here, so that anyone, even with a dollar, can now start investing.
So that the combination of ETFs and robo-advisors allows for greater flexibility and liquidity when it comes to
absolutely
diversification.
Yes.
And I want to talk about the app itself. Now, everything is done through the app. The UI is everything you need, correct?
Absolutely. It's absolutely hassle-free. On average, feedbacks were 15 to 20 minutes fully onboarding, including uploading your documentation, your IC, and answering the regulatory questions about your profile. All are done in a very user-friendly manner and can be completed within a very short time. Absolutely easy to do, whether it's on the website or on the app.
Right. That was my personal experience. I didn't need to go anywhere else. Everything was done there. There were, of course, a lot of questions at the beginning asking me about my risk appetite and my profile. At the end of that essentially series of questions, it gives you a risk assessment, right?
Yes.
Now, that is based on my sophistication and my income, or are there other factors at play with that?
A large number of factors comes in, but you are right. It does start at looking at your investing experience. Have you traded anything before X number of times in the last 2 years? What's your degree or education background? Your disposable income, and also even percentage of a net worth that you intend to deploy on StashAway platform would also influence the result of those outcome. And the goal is to determine your level of sophistication and the percentage of risk that you can take. And it recommends you a specific risk target. But of course, the consumer can agree or disagree up to the certain ranges for goal-specific ones. Let me elaborate. For example, if you have a 30-year retirement goal, you have a lot more time. As a result, your risk tolerance can be generally higher. But if you have a 3-year goal to put a down payment on a flat, you want to do a 3-bedroom, the last thing you want is excessive risk and a last drawdown last minute before you go to down payment, and then a 3-bedroom become a studio. So you really need to, the timeline of your goal is very important. It's one of the most important metric in deciding a risk level as well.
Right, and that's all computed within the app itself.
That's right.
Now, with the use of the term risk, obviously that comes with that there is a potential to lose. Nothing is perfect. There's no tool that will guarantee you returns. What are the personal risks for consumers when we enter a platform like StashAway?
Well, first of all, we remove a lot of the non-market risks. For example, I think that to build trust is best to be regulated at the highest level, to be audited regularly so that the ledgers are accurate, the regulators are supervising us adequately. So that is the assurance that consumers should have. You should not be worrying about that. You should just focus on your daily lives. In terms of risk, is mainly residing with the markets, where the market ups and downs can happen sometimes. So the consumer should focus their attention more on setting the risk profile to a level that is compatible with them. If you are having a 30-year retirement goal and you're checking the app 5 times a day, something is wrong, you're not sleeping well, you're disturbed, your risk level is wrong. So for my message to audiences in this channel would be, you should really focus on the risk setting process.
Freddie, before we end, do you have any final comments when it comes to robo-advisory and the steps that we can take to better protect ourselves in the long term?
Well, firstly, start early, set your life goals, plan them, start savings and investing your money on them. But I would have a few key steps for users here. Number one, create a 6 to 9 months buffer for living expenses before you even think about investing. Number two, have a bad mood fund. When you are not happy, you're in a mood swing, you may go on a rampant spending spree. Control yourself, budget that, have a limit, and don't go crazy. But treat yourself well when you're down. Then anything beyond that two steps, invest it early. And lastly, do not borrow money to invest.
On that note, we'd like to thank you for joining us today, Freddie. That was Freddie Lim, co-founder and chief investment officer of StashAway. This was Ring It In Sense, the show that's all about personal finance. Up next is the 10 a.m. news bulletin and then Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.